Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready unto every good work, to slander no one, to be uncontentious, gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. For we also were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving as slaves various lusts and pleasures, spending our lives in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness and the love to man of our Savior God appeared, not out of works in righteousness which we did, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, in order that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Faithful is the Word, and concerning these things I desire you to confidently affirm, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to maintain respectable works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questionings and genealogies and strifes and contentions about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A factious man, after a first and second admonition, refuse, knowing that such a one is perverted and is sinning, though he is condemned by his own self. When I send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos, send forward diligently that nothing may be lacking to them. And let those also who are ours learn to maintain respectable works for their necessary needs, that they may not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with you all.